Honoring the Fallen. More from the Iowa Almanac in a moment.
The 57 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Our state has 20,000 firefighters, organized into 871 different fire departments. Each and every year, they respond to more than 40,000 emergency calls. Responding to those calls can often be dangerous and, at times, fatal. Back in 1988, Traer firefighter Mike Ruman was vacationing in another state when he saw a sign directing visitors to a firefighter's memorial in a state park. He was intrigued and wondered what Iowa could do to honor those who died while serving in this way. The Iowa Firefighters Association first commissioned a bronze memorial sculpture in 1990, but then came the question of where to place the sculpture. After an extensive evaluation process, the group chose Coralville as the site of the Iowa Firefighters Memorial due to its easy access, ability to build a visitor center, and civic leaders' commitment to create and care for the site. The Memorial Park was dedicated on April 10, 1994, in a ceremony before 2,500 people. Iowa became the first state to have a firefighter memorial and visitor center. The site includes the memorial sculpture and a wall listing those who died while fighting fires in Iowa, as well as an eternal flame remembering those whose names are inscribed on the wall. Those with extensive service and dedication to firefighting are also remembered there. The memorial is located north of Interstate 80 in Coralville, a forever standing tribute to those who served Iowa's communities, large and small. But the dedication of the country's first firefighter memorial and visitor center was in Coralville on this date in 1994. And that's Iowa Almanac for April 10th. There's more online at iowaalmanac.com. Until tomorrow, I'm Jeff Stein.